Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah. ABC Radio Perth.
By January 31st, it's been made very clear to us Australians that if we aren't double vaccinated, we won't be allowed into an ever-widening number of venues, restaurants, pubs, cafes, clubs, cinemas, among them. Indeed, venues are already asking us for our double-dose credentials. Next week, if you go to Skyworks, even if you're outside, you might get a tap on the shoulder from someone asking you to show that you have indeed been vaccinated twice. It is an area of concern and challenge for business, of course, because they're responsible for implementing government policy, and they will also face the inevitable blowback from those who object to being shut out. I want you to have a listen to this, an exchange at the newly opened Old Courthouse in Fremantle. Customer brings his family in for a meal, refuses to do what he asks, is asked, oh, he's also got the camera rolling the whole time.
This is my manager here.
Yeah. Okay, so what law is this under, just so I can be more, you know, on the board?
Of the showing your bags?
Yeah.
It's just a general law now. It's been out for over a week.
Okay, yeah, I know my rights. So that you're breaking the Biosecurity Act, the 1988 Privacy Act, by asking me for that information. So this is basically, if you kick me out right now, okay, this is going straight to my lawyer and you guys are going to be in court.
That's fine. It's actually a set law.
No, it's not. Show it to me. Show it to me.
For those who are interested, it is the Liquor Control Act. And, of course, that woman is perfectly entitled to say, you should leave now, please. Another few minutes on and police were called to remove the man from the premises.
G'day, mate. My name's Russell Graham from Regional Operations Group. You've been asked to move on from the licensed premises.
Yeah.
If you fail to now leave the licensed premises, you will be arrested.
They don't have to have a reason.
The reason that they're doing it today is because you failed to provide your COVID vaccination, okay?
So as far as, you know, my Biosecurity Act, that has nothing to do with this.
It's got no bearing on you leaving this licensed premises today.
And asking for the information?
My medical information? I'm not here to discuss that. You've been asked to leave a licensed premises. The licensee has asked you to leave. If you fail to now leave, you will be arrested.
I will be arrested.
I do not want to arrest you in front of your kids. Okay? I have kids as well, and I don't want to arrest you in front
of them. What's that got to do with anything? I'm going to get my kids, and then after this, I'm going to make a report, okay, for you, Ben, and for the man here, okay? And I'm going to lodge it, and we'll see how this goes, okay?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I'll tell you what I heard. I heard a belligerent man who knows exactly what the rules are, refuses to accept them, and wants to make a scene. And he wants to make life as difficult as possible for the woman who, on public health grounds, is merely doing what the law now insists. And despite his protestations, he understands the law. Carl Bullers owns the Old Courthouse. He's a major hospitality figure in Frio, and he joins me on the program. G'day, Carl.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
How do you assess what happened?
Well, I would agree completely with what you've just said there, really. People talk about choice and people's rights, but, you know, we don't have a choice. We either comply with the law and the regulations, or they will close us down. So we have to do these things. We have to check for double vax, whether we like it or not. It was introduced at very short notice, and I understand that people are confused. I don't think the gentleman in the audio there was confused at all. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Your staff member, to me, Carl, responded with a great but determined politeness. Would you have been given any instruction on how to handle customers like this one?
Well, only basic instruction. I mean, she is an approved manager of the venue, so she's used to dealing with members of the public in many different situations.
Yeah.
This is just another situation that we have to face, and the people taking out directly on venue staff is really disgusting, in my opinion.
Do you think she's likely to be called upon to do so again?
It quite possibly. I really don't know. I mean, the rules are changing quite frequently, as is required, and we can only do our best to uphold those laws. So, people who deliberately target is just not good.
Across the venues you run, Carl, what's the experience been like so far? You know, when patrons are being asked now for their vaccination status, it's only been in the last week or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's only for the larger venues or venues that charge trade past midnight. So I think there's a lot of confusion in the public domain because the general public don't necessarily know how big your venue is and how many people are on your license. So they may not find out until they walk through the door whether they need to prove double vax status or not. So there's certainly a level of confusion. And in the last sort of 2 weeks, I'm personally seeing people avoiding the bigger venues and going to the smaller venues because it's less hassle, really, and easier. Once the 31st comes along, it will be much more level playing field, I think.
That's interesting, because after the 31st, everyone is in the same situation.
That's right, yes, and all businesses will have to uphold the regulations, including the gentleman in the video.
Yeah. Well, we can call him a gentleman because he was polite and he was determined to pursue a kind of argument. On Drive this afternoon, my guest is Carl Bullis, owns the Old Courthouse and is a significant figure in Fremantle hospitality. Are you at all troubled, Carl, that we're going to see more and more of this? Is life in hospo going to get a little more challenging even in the next weeks, do you think?
I think without a doubt it's going to get more challenging. As things develop and the borders open, we are no doubt going to have further restrictions put on us. I guess on the front line, we have to make people aware of what those restrictions are, and that's a big challenge in itself. People don't always believe you. People don't always understand. And I guess we just have to put it across firmly and politely and hope that people will cooperate with us.
Of course. Creates a significant workload and responsibility for you and your staff, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly adds to the cost of running the business. We need extra people on to do it, and it takes time to do it as well. So, and just dealing with that guy the other day, there's two people tied up for half an hour, and we didn't even buy anything.
they didn't even buy anything. Do you reckon, this is a bit of a curiosity question to finish, Carl, do you reckon we will see big thirsty crowds for the rest of the summer, or might we see after February 5 a noticeable retreat? And you talk in the short term about people going to smaller bars at the moment because there is still a little bit of confusion over vaccination status, but that all changes on the 31st. What kind of a late summer are you expecting in the hospo business?
Well, it's very difficult to say because, well, first of all, we don't know what restrictions will be put on us. There's no real information about how it might develop. So we don't know. And then if you get staff infected, it's really hard to find competent staff at the moment without trying to recruit extra staff in case you have an outbreak and you need more people. So I really don't know, and I think there'd be a high level of caution in the general public. People will hold off going to events just because they can't afford to be shut down for 2 weeks or to get sick. So it's very hard to say how it's going to hit us, but I think it's going to be a pretty heavy hit, certainly to hospitality and many other industries.
Well, for what it's worth, can you please pass on my regards to those who had the responsibility of dealing with that fella, because I thought they handled it really, really well. Carl Bullis, thank you very much. He looks after the Old Courthouse in Fremantle.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Jeff Hutchison is driving you home.
ABC Radio Perth.
Bingo. On ABC Radio Perth.